Americans cannot truly appreciate the impact of our bases elsewhere because there are no foreign military bases within the United States. We have no direct experience of such unwelcome features of our military encampments abroad as the networks of brothels around their main gates, the nightly bar brawls, the sexually violent crimes against civilians, and the regular hit-and-run accidents. These, together with noise and environmental pollution, are constant blights we inflict on local populations to maintain our lifestyle. People who live near our bases must also put up with the racial and religious insults that our culturally ignorant, high-handed troops often think is their right to dish out. Imperialism means one nation imposing its will on others through the threat or actual use of force. Imperialism is a root cause of blowback. Our global garrisons provide that threat and are a cause of blowback. It takes a lot of people to garrison the globe. Service in our armed forces is no longer a short-term obligation of citizenship as it was back in 1953 when I served in the Navy. Since 1973, it has been a career choice, one often made by citizens trying to escape from the poverty and racism that afflict our society. That is why African Americans are twice as well represented in the Army as they are in our population, even though the numbers have been falling as the war in Iraq worsens, and why 50% of the women in our armed forces are minorities. That is why the young people in our colleges and universities today remain, by and large, indifferent to America's wars and covert operations. Without the draft, such events do not affect them personally, and therefore need not distract them from their studies and civilian pursuits. American veterans of World War II, Korea, or Vietnam simply would not recognize life in the modern armed services. As the troops no longer do KP, kitchen police, the old World War II movie gags about GIs endlessly peeling mountains of potatoes would be meaningless today. We farm out such work to private military companies like KBR, formerly Kellogg Brown and Root, a subdivision of the Halliburton Corporation, of which Dick Cheney was CEO before he became vice president. It is an extremely lucrative business for them. Of the $57 billion that was appropriated for Iraq operations at the outset of the invasion, a good third of it went to civilian contractors to supply meals, drive trucks and buses, provide security guards, and do all other housekeeping work to maintain our various bases. When you include its array of privately outsourced services, our professional permanent military currently costs around 3/4 of a trillion dollars a year.